Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. This is going to be an interesting show because I'm going to attempt to try to show a variety of types of strings, guitar strings. My guest tonight, I'm very proud to have on the show. He's here direct from Lyon, France. Bernard Maillot, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, from Savarez Strings. And they're one of the major world string manufacturers globally. And I just want to welcome you. And I also want to thank JP Duran and Lisa for helping me put this together, because we have a whole slew of guitars in here. I was up all weekend restringing all these guitars, and I want to make one other point as we play these, that you'll hear them tuning them. We put the strings on. Some of these guitars were strung last night, so I'm still breaking in the strings. It's not the strings; it's just you gotta break in the guitars a little bit. So
and they're fresh.
They're fresh. So you're gonna hear the full fidelity of these strings. Anyway, Bernard, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show, and what I wanted to do is ask you to give a little bit of the history of the company, because you guys have done a lot of amazing things in terms of influences and in terms of how strings today are made. And also you guys have several patents and stuff that I don't think a lot of people know about.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, because first, in few words, I would like to thank you for the consideration you give to me and for inviting me with such important person of the guitar. I'm really very proud to be part of the company. Thank you for welcoming me and accepting me, because strings are not always recognized as something very important. So I'm very, very impressed that you give importance to the strings and you give time to explain what it is and what is our job. So regarding the company, it is a long story, so I will need more than 1 hour to to tell the full story. But the company has been created in Lyon, France, by Mr. Savarez in the year 1770. He came from Napoli, the area of Aquila. At that time, famous strings were made in Italy and Germany, and they were known worldwide. And since Mr. Savarez opened the company in Lyon, France was the third country producing high-quality string recognized worldwide. This is a story. His brother opened another factory producing strings in Paris. Mm-hmm. And a few years later, they merged in only one company. And this company started with gut strings, silk strings, and steel. I would say at that time, the most important factors to create strings was the raw material you can use and the resistance to the traction. And then the company was transferred to the same family or to the person working with the manager when he has no succession, nobody to work with. And now, my son is the sixth generation of Mayo family working in the company.
Six generations?
Yes.
Wow.
So it is still a family-owned company, and there are not so many aged more than 300 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to mention real quick, too, you had mentioned the company that we have here. Besides JP and Lisa Garbe, we have Ben Woods with us tonight.
Hello.
And Carlos Calvo. All of these guys have been on the show before. And I asked them to come down here because they use classical and flamenco guitars a lot. I mean, and the demands that they have, I thought they would be good to show, to try these different guitars and the strings and give us their impressions on what they like in terms of the tonality. You know, for example, do they like a brighter string? Because they're playing so many different styles. And I know that the economics of touring and playing, you can't bring all different guitars like the old days, where like in my day we used to bring like 9 guitars. Those days are gone. So you try to get one or two guitars that do everything. But anyway, so I just want to welcome everybody here. So that's who's in the room right now. And with the strings though, what were some of the major breakthroughs? Were you now? I don't know. I'm totally naive, but who was the first that started using nylon for strings instead of gut?
So the nylon string started in the 20th century. I think the first working and known has been Augustine Company, because mm-hmm. they could work with DuPont, and they were a little in advance. But at the same time, my father was very much open to new technology and raw material, and he was working with Ron Poulenc. Mm-hmm. But I have to honestly say that he was a little late compared with American, because they started before. I would say American string was the first, and a few years later we started with our string in mm-hmm. France.
Yeah, no, I can, and then also too, during the wars you probably had a nylon was hard to get. So that could have been a problem too. But I know that you
are fully right. Thank you for giving me this idea, because I did not thought about that. That it was maybe easier to produce in America than in France at that time.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about the different types of strings. When I went on the website, there's so many different types of strings, and I'm trying to figure out which one, you know, in terms of what I'm listening for, because everybody in this room realize, I think, the importance of a good sounding string for whether it's recording or live performance, and the compromises sometimes we've had. I was mentioning before the show, for steel string, for example, I used to use D'Angelico. This is the old D'Angelico, has nothing to do with the new company. And they were great strings. They were really bright, but they died. Like, you could use them for one session, they would die. And sometimes you had to compromise and use a string that was a little, not as much top end, but it was a little more consistent. And, but how do you, I don't know how to phrase this, but the type of, from what you've seen with guitar, in making guitar strings and the guitarists that have come back to you, how do you maintain a high-quality sounding string where you get the overtones and you get the clarity and it lasts long?
Interesting question again. So you are right, telling that there are a lot of strings offered to the guitarist, and in fact we could offer even many, many more, but there will be too much confusion. Distribution will be confused and maybe not able to explain the differences, and the guitarist could be confused, not being able to try every string and to make his mind judging what the best for him. The way to to maintain a high quality, if you mean that once we created a string with some characteristics, some advantages in sound or easy playing or a long life, we have to offer it for a long time. And we have to offer the same quality for a long time. So to maintain this quality, we have to be very careful about the choice of the raw material, selecting and controlling. It means control every minute and control all over the process when producing. And so we develop not only machines to produce, but machines to control. Mm-hmm. And the final control is very important to make sure that the string offered to the market is good. We have to protect the strings against rust and against oxidation. So when you open the set, it's still fresh. So it's so we need to respect a lot of rules all over the time when we produce a cell, and we have to think that the string can be stored in the shop for some weeks or mm-hmm. more. And this is the reason why now we developed new packaging protecting or some protection on the wires.
Mm-hmm. I've had the good fortune of being able to spend a large part of the day with Bernard and talk about some of these issues a little deeper. And one of the things that I'd wanted to mention on the show is, at least for us, and I was wondering if these guys might corroborate it, within Incendio and within anybody working professionally, you need a string that's going to continue working and lasting and doing all that. And we've tried all sorts of different strings from great companies, from people we enjoy, certainly Diodario, there's Hanabox, there's all these great strings that are out there. But the 520Rs, especially for anybody that's playing rock or playing country and going to start dabbling and doing a little bit of nylon string stuff, we find the 520Rs to be the baseline. It's like, this is a great string. It should sound great on almost any guitar. And all of these different Savarez lines are extensions and developments from that very old set of strings. And every time we put one on, it's like we try other things. We tend to come back because of that round thing you were talking about. Like the Tomatitos are super cool strings. They're voiced a little more for flamenco. They burst out a little more trebly and a little more high mid. It's not the rounder thing that a classical player might be looking for. And also, it is also, at least for us, and I think for everyone in here, what amplifies well, which is something we can talk about a little more later. But the 520R is kind of a baseline string for all of us to compare others to, and it's so important in that regard.
Agreed.
I'm going to set that up. Actually, we have that set. I'm going to move the microphone. But before he starts, one of the things I wanted to say is, yes, what you're saying is there are certain strings that are considered more like flamenco that cut more. But it's interesting. Like, for example, this one of the guitars I have here, my old guitar from school, I use to record. It's very mid-range. And sometimes I like the brighter string because in the recording studio, it works better. Mm-hmm. So it's even more complicated because, yes, you want a nice... In playing live and playing amplified, you want a well-rounded, mellow, full sound, especially you guys who play a lot by yourselves, not with a rhythm section all the time. So you guys need the fullness. But also, too, in the studio, when you're playing with full, you know, keys, whatever.
It needs to cut.
You needs to cut. And so it becomes even more another facet of it. But here we have, this guitar is a 1966 Artisano, my friend Jeff Moeller. It's his student guitar that he used all through school. It's rosewood, cedar top. It's really mellow. It's really aged really well, and it's well played. Carlos is going to play a little bit on it, but take a listen to it. And these are the 520s that you're talking about.
Yeah, the 520R, I cannot resist drop D on these because of the bridge.
Going to pick. just my observation here too is the balance of the strings from the
so
nylon
important.
To the to the wound strings and the overtones on there to die for. I mean, it's just right there with the low D. It really does work.
You can hear that now.
And this is a classical guitar, so it's rosewood cedar. It's voiced, it's braced more for a darker classical traditional sound, and it still cuts. So even when he was getting, you know, with the pick, he could cut through pretty well. Now, I the thing I noticed in stringing up five guitars last night is the consistency of the strings. They are consistent, and they're balanced from what I noticed, because a lot of times the wound strings will sound, you'll get this nice sound out of the wounds, and then you go to the nylon strings, and it's different. Either it's deader or it's light. It's not as powerful. These are consistent all the way, and it's to me, that's a compliment to, that's a good string, because that's so important.
If I may go off on a wild tangent, if you're out there and you're a fellow foodie like me, go back to restaurants or certain places, because it's as complicated as the recipe can be, it tastes the same.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes the same. When you're about to go on stage and you're going to play for all these people, the strings have to be the same. From top to bottom and speaking out, and cannot tell you how important that is. So you bring up a really great point. Get consistent strings, I'll get another pack, whatever. Man, when you're going to play in front of 10 people or 10,000 people or whatever, you need to just not even think about your strings being consistent. You need to just go out there and play. And like I said, with Savarus, with a variety, with the red cards, with the Allian strings that I've enjoyed as well, you just go out there and rock, and they work, and it's important. So you're absolutely right.
Now, I want to ask a question for Bernard. You have the Ovation. There's an Ovation. This is a hybrid Ovation, shallow body, but the neck is actually not a true classical neck. It's a little narrower for electric guitar players. But I have on there the Corum PR, 500 PR. And JP was picked this up, and he hasn't let go of it since he's been here. But he's just going nuts because he can bend on it. But what is the, to get a little more into the differences of the string, what's the significance of the Corum line and that string? What's the difference than the 520, which is your bass line?
Okay, so if you allow me, I would like to thank you for mentioning the consistency and balance between the E1st and E6, because it's the first time someone said that so strongly, and I have to tell that we work a lot when we create a set. We work a lot with a guitarist to have a consistency and even kind of timbre from the first to the sixth. So we work very much and say, okay, now you played with the A string, now play the E strings, and to judge the passage from A to D.
Yes.
So we dedicate many hours with guitarists playing from D to A to E to listen. So it is not a surprise the string is even, and we do that for all the sets.
I'm going to show.
Yeah.
This is the Sanyo. This is the third string nylon. That's the wound D. It's almost, I mean, there is physically a difference between nylon, but
sound wise.
But if I, that's
smooth transition.
It's smooth. That tells
you
it right.
You have a hard time figuring out the fingering by ear. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, where did these strings?
Because the tone is so right.
So if I'm doing an arpeggio, I've crossed over from both wound, and it's that is, and I think every guitarist here that's recorded, that's important. That's really important. Because if all of a sudden you're playing and you go to the next string, you go to the wound string, and it just blurts out, it ruins the take, to be honest with you. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, so speaking about the Corum strings, just a few words about the history, because it's a very funny history. We worked on a new prototype of strings, and we designed a machine to be able to produce the quality we wanted to be. And when I received the first set of strings made with a new machine, with a new process, I asked a guitarist to come, the famous guitarist Eric Francois, to come to our to the laboratory to make the test. And I opened the string. It was very, very flexible. And for us, a flexible string was a very bad string. So when he arrived, I told him, okay, now we have a beer because the string is not good. Look, it was flexible like spaghetti. So I didn't think to say. So he told me, never mind, I know you. I tried the string anyway. I'm there for that. At least we are sure it's not good. So he played the strings. We were surprised. I said nothing, listening to him. And he played again, and then he said, but it's not so bad. And it's a new string. Don't throw it away. So we understood we could design a string very flexible with a fast response, with overtones and the right harmonics, even the string being very, very flexible. And this flexibility gives the advantage of a kind of developing volume. When you play, there is a lot of volume because the string is flexible. It's a long discussion about flexibility, elasticity, but just mention that a guitar string is never so flexible as a choral. So this flexibility gives you the possibility of nuance other string does not offer you. So it is a choice, a compromise. You mentioned compromise many times, but music is a compromise, instrument is a compromise, string is a compromise. So we offer this new compromise, and we worked on the elasticity, and nobody is able to copy that. Just the machine we developed can do it. And it was not set up in the right way, but now this way is a good one. So this
now, in doing that, in making the string more flexible, now, me and JP, you know, we're just closet rockers.
Freaking out a little bit, actually, at this point.
Right, and we like to bend a lot. It's perfect. Now, in making the string more elastic like that, was there a problem keeping it in tune?
No. No, because that was our surprise, that we had a flexible string responding and not flop, responding, projecting, and offering the right harmonics, and even from the top of the manche of the board until the high position to the low position to the high position, the string remains very clear. I can give some advice of what we do when we offer a string to a guitarist. Normally, when we offer a string to a young guitarist or a new coming to the guitar, we never offer high tension, which is a little more difficult to play. But we offer the normal tension, normally red for severance. But regarding the choral, we never give the red one because the red, the normal tension being flexible, requires more control when playing because the string is flexible. So even to a young boy, we offer the high tension. And the surprise is that when you play the high tension, your feeling under the finger is normal tension because of flexibility.
Mm. Right, so it feels more
interesting.
Yeah, I know that a lot of the guitarists in here use the higher tension, but they play more aggressively. I find that I've had to use, because I change different guitars and the electrics have lighter gauge, I found it's easier on my hands to make it consistent. So I use a lot more normal tension just because I'm not just playing a classical guitar all the time. And it can be rough on your hands changing from, you know, flat wounds to, you know, regular nines or tens on an electric guitar to a, you know, high tension classical guitar. It's rough on your hands. But JP, show him a little bit. Now these strings bend like crazy.
So the thing is, when I use the red card, I'm primarily a blues player. I'm not a flamenco player. I'm not a classical player. I play the blues, but I play it on that. So one thing that you lose, and I thought I lost for years now, has been playing on the red card is bends. You can't really bend, and the bends don't really last. You know, it's hard to bend. Then I picked up this nylon string, which, right, your standard thing, and then I was going. I mean, I've never been able to do that before. That doesn't happen on a nylon, so. that I cannot do on my Maldonado on red cards. Now, this is also the neck is, you know, prone given to this kind of playing because it's an ovation. But I mean, to retain any bit of what I would say is like a Jerry Reed kind of approach where he's bending strings and doing that kind of stuff is the quorum is phenomenal, and it's the first time I ever played this trick. So I'm very excited about the possibilities now.
I have a feeling you'll be using these in the future. No, that guitar does have a hybrid neck. It's not a standard classical neck. It's rounded more like an electric. So it does allow that a little more. It's not as squared off as some of the other guitars we have here that are traditional. But I love the sound of them. They're really a nice sound on the strings. Now, we're listening to that acoustically. The guitar is electric. And that's an old one, so it has the older piezo pickup on there. But you can hear it just in the microphone, it's rich. So it's got a mid-range push in it because of the thin bowl. But with those strings, it cuts through. As a session guitar, it really is quite effective. Yeah, it's there, and it's got mid-range. There's mid-range, so when he's playing...
Because that's what you think to do in an island, right? It's got a little chunk to it, so it's got low, you know...
How's the bending on the lower strings?
Yeah, can do that on red cards.
So he's bending the wound strings, too, and he's doing good.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear how they sound...
That doesn't happen on it. I'm very curious to see if this will do it on Maldonado. Yeah, and for as new the strings are, after doing that kind of stuff, still...
It's roughly in tune. Again, they're new, so they were just... That was strung last night, so it's holding its own.
Absolutely.
Now, we have on... let's take a look at the... we played the 520... Now, I have two other sets that I brought. On the Boulder Creek, I have the Alliance HT, and on the there's a Yamaha outside, I have the Alliance Cantiga. What's the difference, and how do they difference, again, using our bass, the 520?
The HT Classic you mentioned has been designed some years ago to offer a string corresponding to the test in Japan and in America. At that time, the Latin test was a warm string, a little round. And the idea was to compare with a gut string or with a silk strings. And it was totally different in England, United States, and Japan. So when I understood that, working with people like Sharon Disbin or Los Angeles Quartet, understood we need a string with more overtones, more punch, more punchy strings, stiffer resistance under the finger. So we designed it with traditional raw material, but with a different composition, metal and nylon, and with a different stiffness. The Cantiga strings, it's another very funny story, if you give me many minutes. we were looking for a new raw material for to create a medium range string. And we found a material and we said, okay, this one could be the right one. And we created the strings. So the same guitarist went to try the prototype. Mm-hmm. And he tried, big surprise, I said nothing, I listened to him, and he told me, oh yeah, there is something interesting. So he left by car to Geneva to take a plane. He stopped and called me and said, wait until I come back, you have a new string. And I said, okay, that I heard, but I said nothing, I wanted your opinion. And from that point, we work on it, and we designed the Cantiga strings with a very new raw material. We sought for medium range. In fact, we have not the medium range string. That's not a pity, because we have this new Cantiga. And the Cantiga is a new material, different polymer, very different from the nylon we use, with very different characteristics. It's a high-tech material, and nobody found the material we use. That's very important for us, and we try
this
and keep it secret.
Only to Savarez, to your company.
Nobody else uses it, and we know why. But because we are very lucky. Sometimes lucky with us, it will be difficult for someone to find it. And it gives a different attack and different response from the other one. Very secure. So you mentioned something important some minutes ago. You spoke about easy playing. It's easy to play. It's comfortable. It is a kind of concept a guitarist, a musician in general develop now, much more than 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And we have to work on that. When we try string, we work on the fact the string is an easy playing string. The string does not require too much control in the attack or the left hand and so on. And you do something with the string and the string react all the time in the same way. And the sound is very direct. So the cantiga offers a different kind of response, of feeling when you play. It's difficult to tell this one has this characteristic. It is really the question for the guitarist to play and make his choice when he realizes the difference in sound, the difference in response, and and what he can obtain from the strings.
Well, this guitar that has the cantiga strings on it is a Yamaha. It's a student model. It has a NATO back and sides and a solid, I think that's a cedar top. And it's an older guitar. It's been broken in an age. I'm going to bring the mic closer. I want to thank Tony McDermott for letting me borrow it. But this guitar is a full-sounding guitar, and these strings just like... Wow. That's a student guitar. It's recordable to me.
They don't have the snap of the record. Man, it's projecting like... It's amazing to hear how loud that is.
Now, do me a favor, Carlos, and do like a little of... Just to show a little bit of the inner voices with your fingers, do a little like a jazz comping on there with the chords. You're hearing all those. So you can hear he's playing with nails, and it just projects. Now, would you consider this a brighter string than the 520?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, because the 520R has been defined to offer a round, warm sound. Of course, the string now is a little more brilliant than it was. How many years? It has been created, let's say, early 1950s or something like 60s. 67 years old product, which is incredible for a product to have a so long life. So the 520R should offer a more traditional Latin sound, a little warmer than the Cantiga and the HD Classic. That's right.
So could you say the Cantiga is more of a contemporary, like in terms of today's recording, it's a brighter string for today's styles?
I think so. Offering, you can control the projection very much, you can add a timbre, less or more timbre, very easily. It's very crispy, the sound is quite crispy.
Say that again.
The bottom end is very, very well defined.
Do a run, just a scale.
Yeah.
with fingers, or well, you could do it with pick two. Go up the scale and, but just show the consistency between the wound and the nylon. He's going back and forth. And the only reason I can tell it's a wound string is the note, because I know the scale of the guitar. And I have to, that's mind-blowing. So now, I want to ask JP, pull in the Boulder, because I have the Alliance on there. But while you're doing that, I want to, what strings does Lisa have? What do you have on your guitar?
I've got the Tomatito. Don't you have the Tomatito too? Or
No. My favorite strings are the Crystal Corum.
The Crystal Corum.
Crystal Corum.
Let's get the mic. Let's get the mic on him. So
never heard anything better.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Crystal Corum is what I used to record every time.
Yeah, I'm moving so that.
Oh, okay. Now, excuse us, because there's so many guitars in here. We're moving back and forth. It's musical guitars and musical chairs. Well, let's talk about that real quick while we're waiting, while he's grabbing that other guitar, the one that you're talking about, the crystal Corum. What's the difference?
Yeah, why are they so good?
Because you play very well.
Yeah.
You give the string the quality. In fact, a musician can improve the string, the way he plays. He can,
oh, sure.
It's magic. No, but we concentrate on quality. And in fact, what I told you just before, when we wanted to develop a medium range, we have not been able to do it because
is that
when you can produce something of very high quality, it's impossible to decrease the quality, to lower the quality. So all strings are designed and controlled very precisely. So I can explain the difference and why it is the composition of the string, the quantity of nylon, the kind of nylon, and the copper, silver-plated copper we put, and the proportion and so on, and the way we produce. The way it is, the process is important too. So I could explain, but it is another very, very long story, and maybe a little boring.
The Crystal Corum, is that another one that, like the Corum, is that flexible? They're flexible strings?
Yeah, those are the Corum we heard before.
So can you bend on those pretty well?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't bend too much.
Yeah.
I'll bend
Everybody here is a closet rocker. You have to understand that.
Well, with Ben, there's nothing closet about it. but what do you have? We have on there Crystal Corum, or
on the basses.
And we throw that is actually this is the on-air debut of his signature model from Ortega.
That's so, right. It's this is signature model,
and this has got some Savarez strings on it. So would you?
Well, let's take a before we get to Lisa, let's take a listen to that real quick and take it through its paces.
Yeah, I mean, it can do the really mellow stuff. Touch, and I could probably play classical music if I played classical music, I would imagine. It's very difficult to do, so I'm not going to attempt it.
Supposed to what he just did.
Yeah. Well, it crosses the range. So one of the really interesting things that Ben does, he has this other heavy mellow thing that he does, and I've heard him do like metal stuff on there, like the Steve Harris solo lines and bass underneath, like Iron Maiden tune stuff, was employing flamenco technique to do heavy metal songs and to do like two or three parts at once. And every part needs to sing. Every part speaks. And again, it is this issue of consistency and mixed with technique to be able to put that out. And that really seems to be what these strings are capable of in the hands of, you know, all these players, and particularly with what he's doing with the Cristal and with this very cool new guitar.
What do you have on top? You say you're using the Cristal on the bottom, but what are the top strings?
Oh, well, these are Daniel Murray strings, and so they're very similar to Lobelas. And the only reason why I switched strings, honestly, it wasn't for any reason other than whichever side is old, I'll switch. and honestly, I've been really fortunate in the past few years to have a lot of different guitar endorsements. So I'm getting guitars sent to me all the time. And I can't keep track of what strings I have on what guitars. So basically, I just, I don't even know most of the time. I know it sounds, I'd like to be more technical, especially in an interview like this. But for me, I just need something that sounds fairly new. It doesn't sound like it's older than 2 weeks.
Hasn't lost its intonation.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, and it's just something that's good. And every time I pick up a different guitar, of course it sounds different, feels different. The strings are different. I'm not sure what gauge they are. I'm not sure if it's high tension, medium tension. I start to figure it out in a couple of minutes. And then I change my attack within a couple of minutes to suit what guitar I'm playing and what string.
So you adjust to whatever you're playing.
It's just because I've gotten used to playing so many different guitars, and they have so many different strings and string tensions and brands that I end up just adjusting, because I find it simpler than just trying to figure out, well, what am I doing and what am I... doesn't matter to me. I just want to play guitar. I don't have time to worry about anything. Some of us are, you know, we're working musicians. We don't have time to worry about a bunch of stuff. We need good strings that are solid and that are loud, and they always sound new and bright and awesome, and also that don't break under pressure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And
we're
you play
a lot.
You guys are hard on strings.
We're going to Europe and different places and all the different climates. We cannot.
That's a whole nother radio show, right?
Yeah. We can't be on stage. Like, I was just in Europe, and on many different stages, and some have like these old school lights that are really hot lights, and
the worst.
I can't be with a subpar quality string, because if I get something that breaks, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
I don't have a backup nylon guitar on tour, so
you're just to the one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I, you know, when I was buying strings, I would spend a little bit more money to get the quality stuff, like the Sabatis, because I just can't mess around.
Well, it sounds to me you got to try those Quorums, because if you're doing the heavy metal stuff, you got to be able to bend.
Or not with who we are with. I think for you, that's a whole other interesting thought that we may get to at another time. The Tomatitos and things that strike out more flamenco voice for the thing that versus actually what we started talking about was strings that actually voice well for pickups, for nylon string pickup, because that's a whole different world.
Well, you're talking about the Thomas. We're almost out of time. I want to hear.
I got to hear Lee's on the Marcelino.
So this is the Tomatito, and this is a flamenco guitar, and it sounds. They just sing.
Now those are, they're made to be brighter, right? Because they're for flamenco. Because they cut. That's cutting through.
It's cutting, but it also has, especially the Marcelino.
It has body.
It has body. It has,
Now that's, is that a spruce top with, what's the back and sides on that?
I think it's all spruce.
Oh, it's a spruce back and sides? Wow.
For super fast reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing's, that's really responsive too. I noticed that the dynamics are there on that guitar.
Segovia has a problem with classical and flamenco, so write your speaking tickets.
Segovia is dead.
You've seen you've seen that famous picture of Segovia with the marshals behind
yes.
him. That's all I need
Most
to say.
Most excellent.
Ben, just remember that. Segovia with more. That's all I need to say. It was a preview of Heavy Mellow right there.
That's actually true.
Now, I want to ask one thing because we're almost out of time,
I have to tell that he's got wonderful bass strings as well that he's just come out with, and I was lucky to get a couple sets, and I love them; they're fabulous.
And for those of you that are partial to nickel strings, like I am, they have a full range of electric strings, but the nickels are awesome. If you're DR fans or Ernie Ball fans, the Savarez is really doing some killer
and
stuff.
And they also have violin strings that Aubrey
Richmond
just got
has tried out. And yeah, there's a whole line of incredible strings.
And they're wonderful people.
Oh, of course. Of course, the most important part. Now, I want to ask is, on this guitar, now this is an interesting guitar. This is a Boulder Creek, and I want to thank Jeff Stramitz for letting me have it. To have on the show. This guitar is made out of Koa, so it's a darker sounding guitar. And I put the Alliance HT Classics. Now, can you explain the difference on that one compared to our baseline, the 520?
So, this is the mix of very brilliant strings, so maybe they fit very well the darker guitar, as you said. The Alliance are made of this famous fluorocarbon, thinner and very brilliant, very clear. This is most important for the G, third string, of course, mm-hmm. sometimes is a little weak. So it gives better balance than some guitars. And the HT project very much with, I used to say they are a little more punchy than the other strings of our line, and they are designed for that, offering stronger resistance under the finger. But they are designed to be brilliant and projecting.
It sounds good. I think that was a good match for that guitar, because I was looking on your website to try to figure out what would show the best of each of the guitars and also the strings. So he's playing the Boulder Creek down. We're playing it acoustically.
Talked to him about that too. The blue card Alliance is really, really cool. They didn't seem to last as long, which is another thing too. Is like one thing to definitely count, you know, when you're using strings is everybody's body chemistry is different. I chew up strings. So you have to find a good match tonally for what you like in your guitar, but particularly for nylons. You have to find out if you have like acidic chemistry like I do, or apparently like Richard Thompson does,
yeah,
and you chew up strings. I love the blue cards, but I chew them up. Another reason why the red cards is a good kind of compromise, and they last longer with my type of pH,
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I
with your sweat?
Yeah, well, the perspiration could just kill. I mean, I used to kill strings.
battery acid.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out of time, and I want everybody to kind of take us out and do a little jam. So, first of all, I want to mention www.savarez.com is where you can get all the information on the strings. Check them out. Personally, I recommend the Quorum. I just love the way those bend. I'm Mr. Flexible here. I just like, yeah.
Can you go wrong with a company that started in 1770 and had a major relationship with Django Reinhardt? That's what you
right,
need to ask
and
yourself.
I remember I was a kid when that happened. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so.
And Charlie Byrd and Barney Kessel and a billion other people.
I do want to thank Jeff Stramitz from Boulder Creek, Jeff Muller for letting me borrow his Ovation and his guitar, Tony McDermott for letting me borrow this beautiful Yamaha guitar. And I want to thank my guests here, JP and Lisa from CarbeAndDuran.com and IncendioBand.com. Carlos Calvo from CarlosCalvo.com.
Yay.
Check that out. And Ben Woods from BenWoods.com. Right?
Close enough. Yeah.
Is it Ben Woods or is it
BenWoodsGuitar.com?
BenWoodsGuitar.com. I'm sorry.
And once again today, playing one of 66 custom Ortega guitars, Ben Woods model guitars that are available now. Pick them up before they become.
You're
going to
love
item.
That, yeah. Yes. The way the cutaway on the heel is done
the,
is really
the heel,
nice.
The body size. There's some great stuff happening on that guitar.
So anyway, Bernard, I can't thank you enough for coming down here, and obviously you have to come back because we didn't even we touched like about a few of the strings just for the classical and flamenco, but we need to really go through your electric guitar and do a serious one with the basses and stuff like that. So I have to ask you that. You've got to come back. You have to come back to the show. At least five more times. At least five.
Five. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, welcome. It's a great pleasure only to be with warm friends. It was a great pleasure. Fantastic to be with you.
We'll always bring a bunch of guys, and we'll all jam and play. So anyway, I'm going to have everybody take us out, do a little jam here, and everybody have a great week. Thank you again for coming on the show, and I love these strings.